And I guess, Clive, the big thing for you is having your own independence, of course.
Yeah, of course, things never go back to what you might call normal, but the changes that have been made with the help of Blind Veterans UK are completely amazing. And I think that even though you can put things down to bricks and mortar, to objects and things that they can do for you, I think that the biggest thing that Blind Veterans UK have done for us is really put their arm around our shoulders and said, it's okay, we're here, we can help.
Looking at you and speaking to you, and I've only been here for the past half an hour or so, your spirits are so up there and high. How do you maintain this? Because you're in a chipper mood. Is this something that's kind of built into you guys who are in the forces?
I think to a certain extent the answer is yes. I think that to be a member of the armed forces makes you a little different. Maybe not in a good way, who knows? But we certainly are different from the norm. And I think that we're also used to just getting on with it. We just do it naturally.
Yeah. June this year, it's the 100K London to Brighton walk that you're going to do. And I'm reading on the press release that blind veterans would like people to do it within 24 hours, if at all possible. You being a serviceman, you're always up for a challenge. How are you preparing for this, Clive?
Well, we're doing the obvious thing, of course, which is we walk every day. And we're doing around about 4 or 5 miles a day. But we're going to do some night walking when the weather is a bit more kindly to us, hopefully around Easter time. And we're having a exercise bike. So that's going to help me be as fit as possible during these dismal days as we're having at the moment.
You've got to be in the mindset to do this sort of thing, haven't you, Clive?
I think you've got to be a little bit strange to want to do this sort of thing, I must admit. But I think that in my psyche, I just think, well, it's 100 kilometres, it's not even 100 miles. So that must be easier. And I break it down to really, I want to do it in 20 hours if I really could. So that's only 5 kilometres an hour. I mean, crikey.
How did it all happen?
Yeah, really what it was is that we were going through the website one day, and the advert came up for the 100-kilometre walk, and I thought, well, this is something that I can do. I'd like to show my appreciation to such a wonderful organisation, which doesn't really get enough press as far as I'm concerned. And so I said to Anne, do you fancy doing 100 kilometres for blind veterans?
And Anne, what did you say? What was your reaction?
I think, a little bit silent. I thought of the technicality of doing it before I actually went yes. But after a little silent, I did say, yeah, why not?
So, right, it's all on, it's all happening. Guys, how can people help you, Clive?
We have a Just Giving page, which is at justgiving.com/the-Huntingfords, and be very happy to take any donations that people would like there.
And you're going to do it in, you reckon, about 20 hours?
Well, that's a target. I think that it may be a bit of a push, but I think you need a target. It's that I don't just want to get there, I want to get there in style.
I guess if you can do this, just about anybody can do this.
I think anybody can do it, and I think everybody should do it. It's only a day out of your life. To walk a nice sunny day up and down the South and North Downs, I would like to see everybody, not just ex-forces or in the forces, do this.
And just highlight the work of Blind Veterans UK, because, as you've mentioned, without them, you wouldn't have the home that you've got, you wouldn't have had the support, would you, Clive?
I can't say enough about how we appreciate Blind Veterans UK. And I can't say enough about their kindness and their professionalism and the way they do things. No one expects to go blind. But unfortunately, in our time, is that people in the services are at risk almost on a daily basis. And I think it's time that, because it happens, people should stand up and be more supportive to the organisations that, in the end, help such a lot of their comrades, past and present.
Let's talk about the future a little bit, because you were saying earlier you'd like to get back to work.
Yeah, I think that that's not the ultimate goal. That is a realistic goal that I was hoping to do before the walk starts, to be fair. I don't think that because I'm a blind one-legged man, that there isn't somewhere out there that could use me.